We have to sit in Shin Pei. We are continuing our discussion of Bittul Rishus. Shin Pei Seif Dalet, page 494. Im Bnei Hechatzer She'ervu Mevatlim Rishusam Le'echad Shaloi Erev. Now, so far we've discussed the law where a person did not, the group of people who have joined together in Erev, but one person forgot to join in the Erev. The solution for this individual, for this courtyard, is that the individual, the one person, should be mevatel his rishus to the community. So let's say, for example, there are five people in the courtyard. One person has forgot to be mevatel his rishus, so that one person says to each of the four people, I am mevatel my rights in the courtyard to you, 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 and you. All four. And we discussed yesterday that the bittul rishus is not a real, it's not a real transaction, it's just a siluk. It's just you are relinquishing your rights in the courtyard. I learned the Ramban and from the Dirshu, then it means that it's that I'm not going to consider myself a resident here. I'm just, for this Shabbos, I'm just a guest. It's a very lightweight form of relinquishment. And that's why it can be done on Shabbos, and that is why you do not need a formal transaction. Now we're going to discuss the other way around. Let's say there are the four people in the courtyard. Let's say the different scenarios. Let's say two people forgot to join together in the Erev. So can two people be mevatel their rishus to the other three? Or let's discuss the most extreme case, as we're going to learn now, where four people want, no one made, there was no way of made altogether, and four people want to be mevatel their rishus to one person. We want to allow one person to carry from his home into the courtyard. No one here has made an Erev, and four of the five will say to number one, we're mevatel our rishus to you. Everyone will give up their rights to a single person. Cannot be done. And yesterday we discussed where only one person is mevatel a rishus to four people. I then am the guest of all four of you. Here we want to discuss the case where four people are being mevatel a rishus to one person. So the Mechaber says, in b'nei hechatzer she'ervu, continuing our case, we have five people. Four of them have joined together in an Erev, and one has not. But the four people who have joined together want Sherevim, Mevatim, Rishusam, Le'echot, Shaloi Erev. All four relinquish their rights in the courtyard to the one who has not joined. It works. And what is the result? This one person now is allowed to carry from his home into the courtyard. But he is not, it's just like the other way around, but he is not allowed to carry from their homes to the courtyard. Because as we learned yesterday, when you mevatel your rishus, you only mevatel the rishus of the courtyard. You're not mevatel your home. And that's why you have to lock the door on your home and make sure you don't take from your home to the courtyard. And the other people who do have a right to carry in the courtyard are not allowed to take the people who are mevatel their rishus are not allowed to take from their home into the courtyard, and they must lock their door. The only thing that they are mevatel is their right in the courtyard. And the person that receives the bittul is also not allowed to enter into the home of the four people that were mevatel, because when they are mevatel, they only give up their right in the courtyard. They do not give up their rights in their private home. Unless, we learned yesterday, those people who are mevatel explicitly state that not only do we want to relinquish our rights in the courtyard, we also want to relinquish our rights in our homes. Then the recipient is allowed to carry from the home of the mevatel to the courtyard. That's what Rama says. Im lo shebidlu beferush gam rishus beisam, unless those four people explicitly stated that they want to relinquish their rights in their home as well. But stam, when you don't make that statement, the assumption is you only relinquish your rights in the courtyard. That we learned yesterday. Now here the Mechaber goes further to say as follows: Veheim asurim af mi beiso lechotzer. But they are asur. Now we have to change the girsa. If you look over here, in the mid is a mistake in the text. In the Mishnah Berurah Tezayin, af mi beiso kach tzoruch lomar. They are forbidden. It goes without saying mi bayis lechatz. And the four people, that's a given. That's way too simplistic. That's why there has to be a mistake here. If a person is mevatel their rishus in the courtyard, it's simple that the one that is mevatel is not allowed to carry from their private home into the courtyard, because because I'm no longer a balabayas here. I am giving up my rights in the courtyard. I no longer have a right to take an object from my home into the courtyard. And in fact, we're going to learn soon that if a person does take an object from his home into the courtyard, he is undoing the bitul rishus. Let's take a step back. We have four people in the courtyard, and four people were mevatel their rishus, made an erev, and one person did not make an erev. No one's allowed to carry because it's not a kosher erev. The one person that did not contribute towards the erev is mevatel his rights in the courtyard to the other four people. What are the consequences? The consequences are that this number five is no longer allowed on Shabbos, or is not allowed on Shabbos, to take an object from his home and bring it into the courtyard. It's not my courtyard. I gave up rights. I originally was a partner with all four people, the other four people. We shared the courtyard together. But if that's going to be the case for the Shabbos, then we have a problem. No one will be allowed to carry because it's not a kosher Erev. So what I'm going to do is, I am relinquishing my rights. I'm going to be considered to be a foreigner. I'm a foreigner. I relinquish my rights. I have no right to carry an object from my home into the courtyard. I don't exist. I'll lock myself up in my home. Now, who remains in the courtyard? The other four people. The other four people did indeed join in a Eruv Chatzeros. So they can carry in the courtyard. So that's the halacha. Now the question then is, what about the other four people? Are they allowed to enter the home of number one and take an object out from his home into the courtyard? The answer is no. Why not? Because when number one was mevatel to number four, he only relinquishes rights in the courtyard. He did not give them rights to enter into his home and take things out. Unless number one explicitly says that not only am I going to relinquish my rights in the courtyard, I'm going to relinquish my rights in my home as well.
And this situation that we're talking about.
Oh, so that's why this is going to be different. Now that's why we're coming over now. Here's the difference. So first of all, it says over here the last words on the page of Masunim Afni Bayis Lachatzer. In this situation, it's the other way around. The four people are relinquishing their rights to number one. So those four people are making a statement. We don't have no rights in this courtyard, even though we pay our taxes. We built this community for this Shabbos. We're relinquishing our rights. We don't have anything to do with this courtyard. We're going to lock ourselves up in our homes. Now, what are we left with? Number one, he now is the sole owner of the courtyard for the Shabbos. So he is lechatchila allowed to carry from his home into the courtyard. Now, let's go back to the other four people. The other four people are not allowed to carry. They are not allowed to carry from their homes to the courtyard, because that's what the bittul is. So why does the mechaber need to say the heim asurim af libayis lechotzer? The four people are not allowed to carry from their homes into the courtyard. That is as simple as can possibly be, because that halacha is true even when one person is mevatel his right in the courtyard to four people. So why here would it be any different when four people relinquish their right in the courtyard to one person? Of course, when you relinquish your right in the courtyard, by definition that means you no longer are allowed to carry from your private home into the courtyard. It's simplistic. That is why the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be. There's a mistake here in the text. It's not that they are not allowed to carry from their home into the courtyard. It means they are not allowed to carry from the recipient's home into the courtyard. Now wait a minute. That all depends. When would it normally be permitted for the to carry from the one who receives rishos into the one would be permitted to carry from the one who receives into the courtyard, where the mevatel where the mevatel says I'm giving up rights in my home as well. So let's take a step back. The first case was there are five people. Four joined together. One did not join together. The one that did not join says to the four, I'm giving up my rights in the courtyard and my rights in my private home. That's what it says here in the parentheses. That's what we learned. Yes, normally stam, if you don't say that, if you just say I'm giving up my rishus, all you mean to say is I'm relinquishing rights in the courtyard. But if you explicitly state that you're also relinquishing the rights in your private house, there's a major consequence, major ramifications. The four other people who have received rights are allowed to enter the home of number one and take objects from his home and bring into the courtyard. Because number one gave up not only rights in the courtyard, he gave up rights in his own private home. Okay? So that is what we learned, before. Is that clear? Now, along comes the Mechaber and tells the fasting Chiddush, where it's the other way around, where four people are relinquishing their rights in the courtyard to one person, and the four people are also giving up rights in their home, number one is not allowed to carry from their homes into the courtyard. Why not? Because there's no such thing as many people being a guest by one person. One person is a guest by many. But many are not a guest by one. Now you listen, why not? You do find that many people, you have one Baal Bayis and he's a host of 20 people. That's true when it's for real, when you actually bring guests into your home. But when you actually live in the courtyard, everyone is in a single private home, and you're trying to create a lundisha type of being a guest, a bittel, halacha will only go that far. You only can stretch the reality that much. One person can be a guest by many, but many people cannot be considered a guest by one. And even though it's going to work to allow there to be some minimal amount of carrying, but it's not going to allow for the ultimate form where you're free to do whatever you want. Now let's see, it's a little bit vague, but let's see the words inside.
Where do we learn from the text? Where are we learning out when it says,
let's read a few lines.
Where are we learning that they're mabatling their whole rituals, including their bayit, or just the courtyard?
Let's see the Mishnah Berurah explains. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Eheim Asurim Af Mi Beiso. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Tezayin. Kach Tzarech Loimah. Here's what it means to say. Lo mi baya. It goes without saying. It's simplistic. Dimi beisam shaloi bitlu asurim. That from their own private homes, these four people that relinquish their rights, they're not allowed to take from their home into the courtyard because they have relinquished their rights in the courtyard. Dimi beisam shaloi bitlu asurim lohoitzi lechotze shu rishu sacheres. Ela afilu mi beisoy shel zeh shebitlu lo, even from the home of the person to whom they gave it up, shehu rishus achas im hechotzer, by the four people relinquishing their rights to one person, now there's only one rishus, there's one bayis and one chotzer, gam came osur, those four people are not allowed to enter and take an object from number one's house and bring it into the chotzer. Uchad mesayim, why? Deloy chashive keorchem ba'alma kishehem rabim. When multiple people relinquish rights to one person, we don't view the multiple people to be guests in the home of one person. They don't become an extension of number one. Why? Because that's the mitzias. V'im kain. Goes on to explain this through the next siman, that if they do so, they completely ruin the erev. So let's review very, very quickly, very briefly. When four people relinquish their rights in the courtyard to number one, those four people have to lock themselves up in their homes and do absolutely nothing. It goes without saying they cannot take from their own private homes into the courtyard because they gave up rights in the courtyard. They have no right to take their own private property and bring it to the courtyard. But guess what? They're not even allowed to go to number one's house, the one who they gave it to, and take number one's property and bring it to the courtyard. and say, listen, since we gave up our rights to you, we're just guests here. We're living under your good grace. And we're your guests. If we're your guests, we'll take your property from your home to the courtyard. No, that we don't say, because we don't view in halacha for these four people to truly be the guests of one person. Now, look at the reverse. What's the reverse case? The reverse case is one person relinquishes his rights to the other four people. That one person is definitely not allowed to take from his private home into the courtyard. I gave up rights. But that one person is permitted to enter the home of any one of these four and pick up an object that belongs to any one of those four and bring it out to the courtyard. Why? Because by me giving up my rights in the courtyard, my home is totally off limits. I'm now your guest, and I can do what you can do. If you can take your property to the courtyard, I can come into your home and take you also your property into the courtyard. But I can't take my property to the courtyard. But when it's the other way, because I'm your guest, one person will be the guest of four people. But when it's the other way around, when the four people are giving up their rights to number one, not only can the four people take from their private homes in the courtyard, those four people cannot enter the home of number one and take number one's property into the courtyard, because four people cannot be the guest of one person. Yes?
What about 3 to 2 or 2 to 3?
Doesn't make a difference. Rabban means 2 to 1. Once you're dealing with two people, it's already called a Rabban.
So it's the same?
Same principle. I gave you 4 just to illustrate, but the same thing would be 2 when it's 2 and 1. Same exact thing.
So can you have an H that one guy who gave up his rights? He said he can go into the house and take something out.
Correct.
Now he wants to bring that out into his house. He alone can't do it. Can one of those four people?
That depends if number one also relinquished his house. If number one did not relinquish his house, no. No one's allowed to take anything in the courtyard into his home. Absolutely not. If number one gave up his house also, then it's like he's ownerless. Then his house becomes an extension of the other four, and the other four can take their property into his house. He can never, ever take property, that objects that are in his home, and take it out to the courtyard. That's off limits no matter what. Not him, not anyone else. Because that is a statement that I'm taking back my rights in the courtyard. But can someone take, bring into his house from the courtyard? Or can he take from the courtyard into his house? That all depends if he also gave up his bais. Without saying stam, without explicitly saying that he is, the assumption is no. He only gives a right in the courtyard. Let's see the Namchaber. The loy amrino. We do not say the next page in the Namchaber. Sheyuk orchem. We do not say that the four people are going to be the guests of one person, and those four people can enter number one and take property from number one into the courtyard. Sheein rabim nasim orchem etzel yochid. That you don't say such a thing. But who I did another example. Im hayu shnayim levad. Okay, new case, the top line, raise from the top of the page. Now we're going to new halach. Now, so far we've discussed the case. What he's about to say now is not a major step, but we learned so far the case is where there are two groups. One group made an Eruv, and one group did not make an Eruv. So either the one that did not is being mevatel to the one that did make the Eruv, or the four people who joined together in an Eruv collectively are being mevatel to the one who did not make the Eruv. Let's say no one made an Eruv, or let's go baby steps. There are only two people in the courtyard, and none of them didn't make an Eruv. For who adin, im hayu shnayim levad, there are two people living in the courtyard, and no Eruv was made at all, ubitel echad mehem lechavero, and one person was mevatel to his friend, hamevatel osur af b'shel chavero, the mevatel, the one person, is osur af b'shel chavero. In this case, says v'chaveroi mutter. They have to also change the girsa b'shel atzma. So this is a chumrah when there is no eruv, and there are two people, and one person relinquishes his rights to number two. That one person is not considered to be a full-fledged guest. So I really take back what I said, but I don't take it back, but it's a new case. Very quickly to review, when one person, this you have to go start from the ground up, where one person relinquishes his rights to many, that one person is a guest by the many. And the result is a major leniency. That one can enter the homes of 1, 2, 3, 4, lift up property in the homes of 1, 2, 3, 4, and bring it out to the chatzah. But anything else is forbidden. If it's 4 to 1, or even 1 to 1, one person relinquishes rights to number 2. Number 1 is not allowed to enter the home of number 2, pick up an object, and bring it into the courtyard. There's no difference. There's no difference. A majority, a group going to one, or even one going to one. It's always going to be aser. The only time it's mutter is where one relinquishes to many. Because the mitzvah says that one person can be a guest by many, many cannot be a guest by one, even one cannot be a guest by one.
What?
Oh, so I'll read you the Medirshu in a moment. Let's just finish over here. Agree the Mechaber, we'll read the Lamas of that. Who had the name Hayu Shnayim, Levad, top line of the page. Shnayim Levad, who bit Lechem Hem Chalechavero, Hamavatel, the one that's Mavatel Osir after Shelchavero. The Mavatel, number one, is not allowed to enter the home of number two and pick up our property and bring it to the courtyard. The Chavero, but of course, the one that is the recipient and the receiving end is Mutter after Shalatzmo. And the Mishnah Berurah says the word Af is a mistake. It means Mutter B'Shalatzmo. It means, of course, he is allowed to take from his property into the courtyard, because that's the purpose of the bittul. That's a given. V'chein rabim, another example, shloi ervu, a group of people that did not join together in an erev, shnasu rishusim l'rabim she'ervu, to a group, a new case. Here we have now, so far we learned the case, it's not going to work in this case as well. New case. We have a group of people, 5 people, we have a courtyard of a total of 10 people. 5 people joined together in an Erev, and 5 people did not. So each one of the 5 people is relinquishing their rights to the group. New case. Okay, new case now. All different scenarios. Again, 5 people have joined together. 5 people did not join together. The 5 that did not, is each one is relinquishing his rights to the 5 that did. Are those 5 people that have now relinquished their rights allowed to enter the homes of the 5 that are joined together in an Erev and take from their property into the courtyard? No, never. What's the principle in all of these examples? An individual can be a guest by the rabbim. The rabbim, but a group of people, Einam nasim orchim afilu eitzel harabim, and even velo hayochid eitzel hayochid. That sums up the entire principle that we said of all the different scenarios. If one relinquishes to many, the one becomes their guest. He can enter their homes and take our property. But if one relinquishes to another one, no. The one that relinquishes cannot enter that other person's home and take our property. If a group relinquishes to one, they may not take our property. If a group relinquishes to a group, they also may not take our property. The only time you may take our property is an individual to a group of people. Now, your question was, what's the lumnus? So let's see over here, number 16 in Dirshu, on the side. What's the lumnus? Uvitam hadavar. Cost of Aruch HaShulchan. Ah, Gval. Always Gval to learn the Aruch HaShulchan with the Mishnah Berurah. Aruch HaShulchan is a very hard sefer. You have to go with the old alumnus. It's like the Ber Halach and the Mishnah Berurah together. Aruch HaShulchan. Shakol Yoidim, Sherabim, what's the alumnus? Because everyone knows Sherabim, Einam, Orchim, Eitzel, Yochit. Everyone knows that a group of people are not a guest by a single person. It flies in the face of reality. If you have, everyone is living in their own home, everyone's in their own home, we have 10 homes, and you're going to tell me in Lumdus that 5 of them, that 9 of them are the guests of one person? It's ridiculous. If they're really the guests, how come they're living in their own? They're living in their own homes. That cannot be. When it's one gets swallowed up in a group. If you have come into a courtyard, there are 10 homes, and there's one person. Even though the truth is, he's not a guest. He lives in a nice million-dollar mansion, but there's also a big block. It's not clear. Halacha, it's a legal loophole. Halacha, we're looking here for legal loopholes. You can make use of legal loopholes as long as it's not blatant that you're doing something which there are degrees in how far you can go. That's what he seems to say. Even though, what's the problem? In the mitzvah, you go to a hotel, so right, the hotel, there's one balabai, so you have 100, 500 guests. So we do have the world of reality where such a thing does exist, where many people are going to be the guests. If this is a vacation village, and one person owns the entire thing, everyone here is given a villa to come here for Shabbos, so what's the problem? No. Avulkan, when can you say that multiple people can be considered to be guests by one person? That's where the reality is, they are really guests. They own nothing, they live in Brooklyn, they have over here come to La La Land for Shabbos, and they've been given a house. Avulkan shehabotev ha'chotzer shayochim lehem, they, in reality, on the books, they own the property, they live here 24/7. E'efshir loymar sheyachshavu orchim mamish, that they're considered to be real guests, and they're not going to be able to take control of their own property by taking objects from their home and bringing it to the courtyard. So that's basically how he answers the question. It has to at least have some degree of this degree of perception, where it's one that's being swallowed up by a majority, we can overlook the legal loophole. Where it's a majority trying to be swallowed up by one, or even one against one, or a majority against a majority, or a group against a group, that's already too far. That basically is the lamas.
So 1-to-1, I still understand the lamas.
It's not nikkur, it's 50-50. It's not nikkur. It has to be 1-to-2. 1-to-2 already, it's not nikkur. Everywhere in halacha, you have to draw a line somewhere in halacha. 1-to-1, it's 50-50, it's not nikkur. One against two, it's nikkur. So let's finish up the halacha, next part of the mechaber. The mechaber then goes on to say, shachachu shnayim, it's four lines down from the top. What happens if two people forget, v'loy ervu, yuchayil mevatel rishusam, before that, if you have a group and you have two people that did not join, so two people can relinquish their rights to the group. Or the mevatel to a rabbim, to a group, there are two people that did not join in an eruv, and the remainder of the courtyard did join in an eruv. So the two people that did not join came mevatel to the group that did join. Uvulvad, now here's the catch: shekol echad mehem yevatel lechol echad. Each one that did not join the eruv must explicitly say, "I'm being mevatel to every single member of the group that did make the eruv." Bein mevatelim leechad shaloy eruv, or they are mevatel, or the group is being mevatel to one person. Every single one of the group must be mevatel their rishus to that single individual. Ava, what he means to go here and say is, Aval ein mevatelim l'shnayim shloy ervu. But it is simplistic. But if two people did not, if you have, let's say you have three people in the courtyard, and there was no erev, and one person wants to be mevatel his rishus to the two people that did not join together in the erev, what have you accomplished? Nothing. Again, you have three people. None of them have made an eruv. One of them is going to mevatel to the remaining two. What have you accomplished? You're still left with two people that did not join together in an eruv. Bein im mevatlim rabim ve'eruvu, bein im huyachit shlo eruv. In all these cases, sharei af liyachas shivad luchem v'hem shtayim, after you are mevatel, you have to be left with one owner. There's one person that is in charge. It's his, and everyone else is just going to be considered a guest. And if after the bittles takes place, you don't have not accomplished that, there are still two separate groups, then you have not accomplished anything. Sharei af dachashi yivadu lechem heim shnayim. The echad, and one of those two, is oyser al chadero.
So then you have to make the error first before you...
Well, ideally, you make the...
Else can be the
right. Well, or in a situation where there was no Erev, and then everyone is just being bevatel towards certain people. When everything is said and done, it has to be that you're left with one person that is the top of the pyramid. When everything is said and done, when you appeal one being bevatel to this one, and that one's bevatel to that one, and you're left with two different groups, and those two different groups not joined together, and in Erev, you have accomplished them. It's all it's saying over here. Now, here is the last chiddush of the Mechaber, v'afilu omar le'echad, here's a new chiddush. Here's a new halacha. What happens if we have over here two people that are not joined in there? They're public. Let's say we have over here, go back to our case, we have five people. And among the five, three have joined in an Erev. Two did not join in the Erev. What is the ideal solution? Number four and number five, each one individually should mevatel the reshus to the group. Number four should say, I'm a vatel my rishus in the courtyard to 1, 2, and 3. Number five should say, I'm a vatel my rishus in the courtyard to 1, 2, and 3. So now number four, number five, they're out. They've relinquished their rights. Who is in control? 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, and 3 have joined in an Erev. We are set for business. That's a simple case. Is that okay? Is that clear?
Yeah.
Now, what? Here's
the... That was the case of Rabin, that's what Rabin.
There are multiple cases. Let's just focus now on this for a moment, this case. There are many cases, but this is one isolated case. Five people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 1, 2, 3 join in an Erev. It's Shabbos. Are you allowed to carry in the court from your house to the courtyard? Absolutely not. Why not? Because there's three groups in this courtyard. 1, 2, and 3 are one. They've joined in an Erev. And then there's number 4 and number 5. Each one is independent. So what's the solution? Number 4 says to number 1, 2, and 3, I relinquish my rights to you, 1, 2, and 3. Now, have we solved the problem at this moment in time? No. Because 1, 2, and 3 are together. They have a guest. Their guest is number 4. But we still have number 5 is a loner. So now we have two groups, 1, 2, and 3 with their guest. And group number 2 is number 5. Number 5 has to say to number 1, 2, and 3, I also relinquish my rights to 1, 2, and 3. Wonderful. So now we have one group. 1, 2, and 3 is the only group, and they have two guests. Who are the two guests? Number 4, number 5. And we know, being that it's two people, that when you say guests, what do you mean? Don't be confused. That means number 4 and number 5 have to lock their door. They can do absolutely nothing. They're not allowed to take from their home to the court. That's a given. Number 1, 2, and 3 can do whatever they want. And being that over here it's two people being vital to a group, number 4 and number 5 are not allowed to take property from the home 1, 2, and 3 and bring it into the courtyard. But at least we've accomplished that number 1, 2, and 3 can take from their homes into the courtyard. Okay? So 1, 2, and 3 are one group. Number 4 and number 5, they're out of the picture. They relinquish their rights. They cannot take from their homes to the courtyard, and they cannot take from the homes of number 1, 2, and 3 into the courtyard, but at the very least, they're not causing anyone any problems. Let's say number 5 is a lamdan. Number 4 is a lamdan. Number 4 says, you know what? I'm not going to give mevatel my reshus to 1, 2, and 3. I don't like them. They're not nice to me. They don't give me an aliyah on Shabbos and Shul. They don't want to say hello to me in the streets. I don't like them. But number 5, I like number 5. So you know what? I'll say number 5. I'm number 4. I relinquish my rights to you, number 5. And now that you have my rights, do whatever you want. If you, number 5, want to take the rights that I have given you from me, and you want to go chain rule and go a step further and relinquish it to number 1, 2, and 3, gesund to hate. And you know what? I'm even giving you, explicitly telling you to do this. So instead of number 4 directly going to 1, 2, and 3, number 4 says, number 5, I give my rights to you, number 5. And you, number 5, can take them, and you can take them with your rights, and give them to number 1, 2, and 3. This does not work. Now why not? Very interesting why it doesn't work. Those are the last words of the Mechaber. Why not? Let's see Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalet.
Yeah, but here's the guarantee. That the way you put it that way is a little bit different than a Mechaber.
Even in a guarantee.
No, he says on the condition that you.
Even in that case, it's not going to work.
But the way you put it, Rabbi, it's like you have the discretion. You want to don't. But
okay,
so made it conditional. You must.
So the case in the Mechaber is even better. So you would think that the case in the Mechaber maybe that case is good because I deliberately told you what to do. No, even there in that case, it's no good. Even where
it's
you
stronger,
even stronger, right? It's much stronger. Let's see.
Chav Gimel. A piece of bread.
Can we add it to
one, and 4 or 5 doesn't have bread. 5 doesn't have bread. 4 doesn't have. Bread. That's what makes an eruv.
No, there's no eruv. We're not making an eruv now. We're doing bittul.
1, 2, 3 made an eruv.
Yeah. We're not making an error now.
Can 4 or 5 don't.
Yeah.
They didn't join. They haven't joined yet.
Yeah.
It's before Shabbos, whatever.
No, we have to focus on with our case. Again, we're focusing on the case of bittul. I don't mean to be rude. We're focusing on the case of bittul. Bittul.
So Shabbos already started.
The only solution now is to bittul. Number 4 says, number 5, I'm giving you my rights, and you do whatever you want with my rights. Or I'm telling you to do it. Number Chav Gimel, Vafilo Amalecha, Amanas. Like I told you, you don't say anything. The Kavan on one here really says it in. Now let's just go. We'll skip the brackets. Skip the next line. El afilo amal lechatchil almana ani mevatel lecha almana shetachsa v'sadel lechavercha lo yamrinon de shaliach shavye v'ave kiilu amal hu biatzma mevatel leachroin el the Kavan de lerishon lemahani hay bittel loy koni le sheyuchol lachsel lachnas lachan. Now what's the lomnis? So he says the lomnis in the brackets. Go back up in the middle of Chav Gimel. There are brackets. In the brackets, he says lamas. The kevan, the beidna, the batele reshuse lo have le shar yusa bechotzer mishum de osre ahadade ishtakach de bitol loy ahane mide v'loy konile. It's very difficult svara. I take that back. But this is what he says. When number 4, this concept of bittul is hocus pocus. It's not a. There's no kinyan. I'm relinquishing chotzer. I don't like how. I'm relinquishing my rights in the courtyard. Really? Where's the kinyan? Where's the transaction? You give money. You're doing it on Shabbos. What's going on over here? No, it's a special takana bittul. When number 4 says to number 5. I relinquish my rights to you, number 5. Have you accomplished anything at this moment in time? No. Are you even getting closer to accomplishing anything at this moment in time? No. Because right now, are you allowed to carry in the courtyard? No. Why not? Because there's 1, 2, and 3, and there's a number 5. There's a number 5, and there's a 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, and 3 are a group. Number 5 is there. You're not allowed to carry in the courtyard. Number 4 says, I'm being levatel my rishus to you, number 5. At this moment in time, are you allowed to carry in the courtyard?
No.
Have you accomplished anything?
No.
So what have you done? You've done absolutely nothing. Have you done, maybe you'll tell me, okay, you've not done anything to accomplish to carry in the courtyard, but you've accomplished a legal, if you ask a lawyer, he'll tell you that now you have to pay $1,000. You've accomplished something real in the real world. In kinyanim. No, it's not a real type of kinyan anyway. It's just a matter of takana. If it's not going to be the real deal, it's zero. So at this moment in time, your bittul is meaningless. If you're mevatel, you're a shus to number 1, 2, and 3, then you're part of a process. I'm a vatal my rishus, he's a vatal the rishus. This is how a chazal, what they have told us to do, in order to rectify the situation. We're dealing with a type of bittul which is not a real halachic bittul. It's not a kinyan. It's not a chush and mishpat kinyan. It's a bittul for the laws of Erev. If this is the way we do it, it works. If it doesn't, if we don't do it the right way, it doesn't work. Here, it doesn't work. The bittul, the number 4, makes number 5 is not accomplishing anything. It doesn't accomplish anything, it's meaningless. So now when number 5 is mevatel his rishus to number 1, 2, and 3, we're still left with number 4 as an independent player in this courtyard. That's why, being that the bittul has no validity in the laws of Chesh and Mishpat, the bittul must have meaning in the laws of Or HaChaim. And if it does not work in the laws of Or HaChaim when it's done, it's as if it was never done, as if nothing ever happened. So when number five has nothing to give to number 1, 2, and 3, it's not the shot that number 4 really gave over something tangible to number 5, and now number 5 is giving that thing over to number 1, 2, and 3. If it was something tangible, it would work. But it's not tangible. It's takanas chaza. So when number 4 gave to number 5, did he accomplish anything? Nothing tangible was given, and nothing was accomplished in halacha. Because you have to mevatel to number 1, 2, and 3, not to number 5. And you didn't give to the 1, 2, and 3.
Why is it 4 and 5 respectively give over 1, 2, and 3? That's considered tangible.
In halacha, it's tangible. No, it's not physically tangible.
I know that. But why is that tangible in halacha differently than 4 giving over to 5?
Because it's not what Chazal said to do. Chazal only told us direct steps. They taught the halacha, bittul is a chiddush. It's an invention of Chazal. It's a new invention. It's not real, has no status in Chosha Mishpat. It's a new invention. And the invention is you give over your Rishus to the one that will ultimately be in control. That's how they establish the Takana. Give over your Rishus to the one that will be on the top of the pyramid.
So 5 has no control of anything, so it's a valueless.
Exactly. 5 has no control. 5 also has to give over his Rishus to number 1, 2, and 3. I'm now giving you my Rishus to number 5. That's nonsense. That's not the Takana. Takana is you give over your control to the one that has on the top of the pyramid. Top of the pyramid is number 1, 2, and 3. I'm giving it to number 5, and now number 5 is going to give it over to 1, 2, and 3. Number 5 doesn't have what to give over to number 1, 2, and 3. Number 5 can give over his Rishus.
And Shmichus does not help.
No, that's the Chiddush.
I know, I see the Mishnah.
That's the same. It doesn't work because this whole deal is so delicate. The rule of Bittul is such a delicate halacha. It's an invention of Chazal. It's so delicate. It only works the way Chazal prescribed it should work. And that is when you give over your Rishus directly to the top players. If you're giving, if it was a real Chosha Mishpat Halacha, then it would work. But it's not a Chosha Mishpat Halacha. It's an invention of Bittul. So you got to do it the right way. If when you do it, it doesn't work, it's as if you never gave it. You didn't do anything. So number 5 doesn't have the power to give over number 4's Rishus to number 1, 2, and 3.
Aside from the Lundus, is there also an intent to force the parties to interact? Not just avoid interaction.
That's the whole lumpness of what there is. There should be a coming together. Okay, we'll stop here.